because I want to get to this. I've been looking forward to it all evening. I want to ask, does anyone remember the name Needop? It's a Dutch company, tech company, any takers? Well, prepare to be enlightened because they or their machines are the topic of tonight's late diversion. The machines we are talking about were the infamous e-voting machines. David Davenport, formerly of this parish, you're very welcome to Late Debate.
Yeah, thanks a lot now.
Let's start right at the beginning. Who first introduced the prospect of e-voting and why?
Well, the whole saga began in 1999 when the then Environment Minister Noel Dempsey, with, it must be said, the enthusiastic backing of Bertie Ahern, came up with the notion of replacing our tried and trusted paper-based electoral system with an electronic voting. The 2000 Electoral Amendment Act changed the law that followed, and Dempsey announced that the new system would be trialled in three constituencies in the next general election, which took place in 2002.
And as I recall, at the time, Noel Dempsey was pretty evangelical about this new
He thought they were the bee's knees, and he was evangelical, messianic, in pursuit of the plan. I personally recall being lunched by the minister at the time, where he spelled out what he said was the need for electronic voting to bring us into the 20th century. Noel Dempsey thought that the foreign multinationals here were appalled by our Dickensian system of voting, and that the image it presented could even deter future investment. He was completely unmoved by arguments around the spectacle and the drama of counts. He clearly felt that newspapers and RTE in particular had a vested interest in the status quo, as election counts undoubtedly sold newspapers and TV advertising. And I came away from the whole encounter thinking that while politically minded people and people involved like myself might think that counts were incredibly exciting, that the people at the centre of them, like Noel Dempsey, just wanted them to be over as quickly as possible, and electronic voting suited them down to the ground.
No, we like the drama. We like it. And I tell you what we should do. And I don't know, will other people agree with me on this one, but I believe what we should move to is a system whereby we hand sort and machine count. So you still get to do your tallies, you get your results in quick time, and it's also that you get your results very quick, but it's also very accurate, and you can still do your tally. I'd hate to see the tally go, that's being honest. Now, I say this as someone who's only stood in elections twice and has been elected on both occasions. I might have a different view.
I was going to say, if you're at the other end of that.
No, and I'm sure I might, but I think we should machine hand sort and machine count. You keep your tally, you get your results.
I think I'm probably the only person at the table who actually got to vote in that election, because Meath was one of the three constituencies.
It was.
So was Fingal.
I was just going to ask exactly to talk us through. There was Dublin West, Dublin North and Meath, wasn't it?
We were a five-seater at the time. I think it was my first time, probably my first time voting in that constituency. So it was exciting, and then it was devastating in the same.
I remember.
I was talking to the research today because they were stored in Kilbride, and I'm sure farmers made a fortune off the back of them being stored for donkey's years before they were decommissioned.
I hope that wasn't the entire purpose. That's an old Dempsey.
Okay, we'll move on because I want to play. I remember I was actually in an RTE studio that night. We were covering, doing an election analysis. I don't know where you were, David, but we were waiting for that moment. They were filling us with coffee because it went on until the wee hours of the morning. And let's have a listen to the moment where they announced the result of that first ever electronic vote.
And those elected were as follows: Trevor Sargent, Sean Ryan, Jim Glennon, and G.B. You got that, did you? Ladies and gentlemen, as return officer for the constituency of Dublin North, I said the other one was cheering, GV Wright.
And Trevor Sargent as well. That's the second time she's lost her seat since first elected in 1981.
I remember that picture on the front page of the paper.
Katie, chaos, drama and heartbreak in Dublin North. I mean, it was the most brutal introduction for Nora Owen
to
electronic voting. I mean, as you recall, she learned she'd lost the seat she'd held for on and off for 9 years. Only when the returning officer made the official announcement from the stage, there was no heads up, and everybody saw her being comforted in a very public way by Labour's Sean Ryan as the news sank in. And that's where I think, anyway, the politicians began to have serious misgivings with what the government was planning.
Yeah, Noel Dempsey stayed on course and was still enthusiastic, even though, as you say, there was at that stage a sense that, oh, maybe we're going down the wrong road here. Take me on. Then it wasn't put to one side at that stage.
No, Noel Dempsey was pretty sanguine about it. He pressed ahead himself. He was replaced by Martin Cullen, who was equally enthusiastic. There were further trials in the second Nice referendum. A second internal government report cast doubts in the system. But the die was cast from the taxpayers' point of view when Martin Cullen bought 7,500 voting machines at a cost of €53 million. I mean, it's amazing, really, when you think about it. It was a spirited campaign against the machines led by technology experts like Joe McCarthy and Margaret McGailey. And I personally remember that at one stage, Martin Cullen paraded some middle-ranking civil servants to counter his arguments, and they were distinctly uncomfortable at being thrust into the limelight at a news conference, and they failed dismally to convince. But look, by then, Enda Kenny and the opposition had turned against the scheme, and disaster struck when an officially appointed commission it reported in 2004, quite simply, that while the machines might be just about okay, the security of the software couldn't be guaranteed.
And that was really the death knell. I've been told I only have a minute, or you only have a minute, David. That was the death knell, really, once there was question marks over the software and the accuracy. That was it.
There was. I mean, I suppose the bottom line is that they were stored at a cost of some $800,000 a year. But the punchline, really, to the story is that they were sold off after 12 years, after costing €55 million to a metal recycling firm that's paid effectively €10 each for 75,000 machines. So the whole saga cost us about €55 million. If I have time, just one final observation. The 2002 general election, which they were trialled, saw a meltdown for Fine Gael. The party lost 23 seats. Now, there's only three constituencies voted by EV, but if the result had been produced across the country by electronic voting machines, we would have had a Trump moment, and Fine Gael supporters would understandably have been claiming electoral fraud. You can imagine the furore. So I think those silly old Pian Luis are going to be with us for a little while yet.
Indeed. Now, it's not going to be the end of it, though, I think, because we're going to return to this topic in the new year when we'll be looking at the public's appetite for electronic voting, except this time you wouldn't even have to leave your own kitchen to cast your vote. David Davenport, many, many thanks for that great trip down memory lane. We'll take a break.